Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 9th, broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, Dish Network Satellite 232 providing coverage, as well as on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be starting the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 23,500 head this go-round, 900 whole season jerseys. They've got 7,000 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 9,400 weaned calves, and about 300 calves on cows, and 500 breadstock to be offered as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. For details, you can always call our friends at Superior at 800-422-2117. Remember, our regular auctions now are on Thursday instead of Friday. Check it all out at SuperiorLivestock.com. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Welcome back. Livestock futures today regained buyer support following a choppy but mixed trade range throughout the day. This could help bring about some additional support back into the market over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower today in light trade, with March corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets lower too in light trade. The Dow Jones is 20 points lower, NASDAQ down 8 points. And live cattle futures held light to moderate gains after trading on either side of unchanged. Light trade remained to be seen in most contracts, which held prices 30 to 50 cents per hundredweight higher. This support may continue to help draw buyer activity back into the market through the early part of this week, but traders are still trying to build some stability back into the cattle market following the losses over the past week. Cash cattle markets, though, quiet, with show list reported mostly lower. Feeder cattle futures bounced higher and lower throughout the day, with prices regaining market support based on the slight gains in beef values and lackluster support in outside markets. The feeder cattle market being led today higher by buying support in summer contracts, which traded 70 cents higher. This has quickly brought buyers back to the table and helped to bring some moderate support back into front month futures. Grain futures, though, were mostly higher today, with soybeans again setting the tone. Outside markets were more cautious after a rally in Asia turned more subdued in Europe. Corn prices, though, posted modest gains today, piggybacking on the rally in soybeans. March futures again testing their 200-day moving average. Soybeans tried holding on to double-digit gains as the overnight session wound down after steady buying took prices higher early Sunday night. And March futures again tested the overhead resistance line, drawn off of January highs despite Friday's bearish key reversal lower. Wheat prices, though, were mostly higher, finding some support from the rally in soybeans. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.